your shoulder every 5 seconds?
I'm recording now.
Just ask for voice with, I don't know, cue, and then we'll voice you, and then, yeah, ask your question, et cetera, et cetera. And we should have no voice, so.
Hey, Cashmere, what's going on, man?
Not a lot, my friend. I've been chilling out, listening to some tunes, playing some 2142, and that's about it.
Nice, dude. Yeah, good to hear from you. I haven't talked to you in a while.
I know, man. It's been a while. It's been a while. Anyway, you can talk to me anytime. Let's give these guys a chance, eh?
For sure, bro. Take care.
Voice away, people.
Hey, we need to give Myron SA.
Oh, yeah, he's global modded now. I forgot about that. Where's Myron? Who is Myron?
How the fuck did... I mean, oops, I'm pressing the button. fuck the queue, people. Just voice, and then you can talk to Joel.
Yeah.
Like, let's fuck the diplomacy, eh? Like, and get this rolling.
For now, and when Zim comes here, we'll probably...
Yeah, Zim will kick my ass if we do that when he's here. But yeah, for now, utilize the voice function.
Surprised Zim's not already here, man.
Yeah.
Tell me none. Begins. Oh my god.
Okay, 82-33.
Sorry, what was that?
Yeah.
Oh wait, that was the wrong end. No, that was right. Yeah.
Nice.
It worked.
No way. Alright, who's got voice? Denoy, you first. Stevie's there.
Denoy, what's going on? How's pi/4.com going?
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, it was about time you worked that out, but...
Oh, fuck.
So what are you doing for your birthday, dude?
Just family shit, tomorrow, well, today, I guess today. Sleeping today, though. But, I don't know if you've seen this thread, but I thought it was long. Girls for Doug.
Dude, you keep cutting out.
Oh, yeah, I'm capped.
Australian internet.
Made a fail. Alright.
Check that thread.
So you telling me no one else here has a question? Come on, boys,
Lord Panzerfest. False.
Bears, beats.
Oh, don't you love it when the Puronage clan people that are disgruntled come and try and hack your TeamSpeak chat?
So, Joel, what do you feel about the office? I'm asking the question about it now.
I feel that at the moment it's probably the funniest show on TV.
Good choice.
Last episode was kind of weird. A lot of crazy character development with Pam, which I love to see.
If y'all don't know, American Office is what we're talking about. Partner, do you have a question? Because I'll just give you a voice.
Punisher, you're live.
Ah, sorry. Yeah. I didn't have a question, actually. I was just asking how to do it.
Oh, well.
But thanks. Okay, let me hold on.
We don't really have to devoice unless people are being annoying, so yeah, go on.
Punisher, we can't hear you. Your mic, can you talk up a little bit more?
Hey, can you hear me?
Is that good?
I can hear you.
Yo, I'm just wondering, in Pure Punish, are we ever gonna see Kyle's face for like more than a second?
I don't know. That might have been a special treat just for the end of season one. I don't know if you'll ever see Kyle's face again.
And also, in one of the earlier episodes, you took a TV and just smashed it. Like, don't tell me that was perfectly good TV.
Yeah, that was my own TV that I owned and used. Up until the point where I smashed it. I was moving out of the apartment anyway. I was actually moving back to Calgary. And, you know, I had this TV and it was going in the garbage anyway. So I thought it was a great opportunity to use in Pure Onage and have Doug smash it. It was a piece of shit anyway. When I first got it, it barely worked. And, you know, I put it in my room and the colors were all green and blue. And then I, you know, lifted it up and put it back down, and it was fine. And that's all I would have to do to fix it. And that was when it was brand new. So it was a piece of shit, and I didn't really mind breaking it. It was fun.
Yeah, but did you get, like, in trouble or something with the cops or something when you smashed it?
Sorry, what?
Like, you smashed it, and probably on public property, did you get in trouble with, like, the cops or something?
No, we did it in a dog park, which was just half a block away from our apartment, and you know, we warned the people in the area that we were going to do it, so everyone that was around was fully aware of what was going on. It was still loud, and it still caused a scene, but yeah, no, it was all good. We cleaned it up right away, and no one had a problem.
That's cool. Well, I ain't got no other questions, so.
All right, man. Take care.
And great job with the show.
Yeah, okay. I'm not going to do that from now on, FYI, guys. So I'll leave that to you.
Who else wants to do the voice thing?
Oh, look, Wyman.
Hey guys, what's up? And especially you, Joel, what's up?
Not much, man. How you doing?
Yeah, pretty good myself. Well, I wasn't really expecting to get voiced, because I guess there's not much going on. Question. Oh yeah, how's the new show of yours coming along?
How's which? Sorry, man, you broke up.
Your new show. I'm downloading some stuff, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's coming along, but these things take time. Filming's a long process. I'm working, for those of you who don't know, I'm working on a short film right now, and also writing a new web series that will hopefully start filming this summer. But the short film's coming along, and hopefully it'll be done by late August, early September, but... yeah, that's just a guess.
Yeah, that's cool. Do you have any time for gaming at all?
No, yeah, still gaming, man. Like I said, my buddy's playing Guitar Hero 2 last night, all night long. I've been playing tons of Rainbow Six Vegas. Yeah, Dead Rising. I've been playing tons of that. Love that game.
I haven't played that myself, so you haven't fully switched back to console like, well, apparently Jared did?
No, yeah, fully console, man. I haven't touched a PC game in a while. To be honest, the last PC game I played was Lord of the Rings Beta, and it was
it
was eerily familiar to WoW, so I stopped playing right away.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'm even getting a new PC myself, but I already know I'm not going to put any, and I mean any form of MMO on it.
I mean, not MMOs that are coming out now. They're just terrible. I don't understand this whole fascination with no death penalty or anything like that, and just catering to Care Bears and just making it super easy instead of no consequences for when you die or get PK'd or
Well, it's fairly simple when you think about it. There's a lot more noobs than there is pro, and you know, when you work that out like, and keep in mind they're fucking corporate whores, they're gonna want to have the money.
Fully understand why they're doing it. They put out a game that is the equivalent to like a Britney Spears album. You know, it's simple and easy, and the mass population loves it, and it's a money fucking grabber.
But at the same time, I think a wise man Skullknocker once said that it's a noob vacuum. So yeah,
exactly, man.
Keeps him out of the rest of it.
I just don't get the. I just don't understand how anyone can have fun playing it. You know, I never once.
Well, that's easy.
You're an idiot.
Well, yeah, but you know, I never once I never got that adrenaline rush like when I was gonna die or something. I never feared death in WoW. I could care less if I fucking died in WoW. You know, but other games like EQ or UO back in the day, like if somebody came on your screen, your heart started pounding. It was like, oh my god, this guy. Well, I might get in a fight. I might die. This guy might steal the money I have on me or take some awesome item when I get killed, you know, but there's no risk, no reward, and that's why I don't understand WoW.
Yeah, well, I kind of agree there. I mean, I think it all started when WoW came along, and, well, even if you die in WoW, it's practically the same. You don't really, like, die, and, well, 6 million people, I mean, even 7 million people started to play it, and it became, well, sort of mainstream, I guess. I mean, if you walk around town, you're pretty much guaranteed to find someone who plays WoW. So ever since then, people have been starting to play WoW, and yeah, you get stuff like this.
Yeah, unfortunately.
UO was like the most sweaty MMO I've ever played. Like, I was like ripping my hair out. I was so scared of dying.
Cool.
Yeah, the original UO
was. I think someone here is using speakers. Who the fuck is he? Oh, come on, you guys got that one, didn't you?
Like to ask a question? Me, Wyman, and the rest of us have
ready
been
all.
Ditching for quite a while now.
I'm not taking.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys. Well, just this will probably no doubt be asked in the fan chat that's in an hour or so, but I'm not sure if you'd know this, but who were the two children in episode 13 who played the child version of you and Jarrett?
They were just some local kids that Jarrett and Jeff asked to if they wanted to be in the show, you know, and they were more than happy to play the parts, and they did a great job.
So they weren't actually anybody like, they weren't related to any of the cast, they were just two kids that got asked to do the part and took to it.
Yeah, no relation to anyone in the cast.
Well, I honestly thought they must have been related to somebody in the show somehow, because the way they did it was, they did that part really well. It wasn't I mean, if I was their age and somebody came up to me and said, oh, we've got the show and we want you to act as me younger, I definitely wouldn't have done it that well.
Well, they're kids.
Yeah, they did a great job. I was impressed too.
I loved the about, I think it was a week after. No, it wasn't a week. Goddammit, it was just after seeing that episode. There was things on the forums about people for some reason deciding to take episode 13 a little bit too seriously and saying, oh, the flashback wasn't accurate enough. I'm pretty sure that Doug's blonde, and that kid who was pretending to be Doug wasn't blonde, so that wasn't done well enough, and all this other stuff. And I just thought that was funny.
Yeah, I saw one post where a guy actually thought that was old footage of me and Jared.
Yeah. I don't think some people have got the point yet that it's not really a documentary on somebody's life, but you know, there's plenty of episodes left. They'll get it eventually.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, I can't blame them just the way the show is structured, but it still shocks me that some people don't fully get it. Another guy the other day asked me if my dad still owned his gun shop. And if he did, could he send him up some gunpowder and stuff? And I'm like, man, my dad doesn't own a gun shop. In fact, no one in my family actually owns a gun, you know?
Oh, that is outrageous. Oh, that's hilarious. Hey, oh, shit. My bad. Just being like, oh, hey, I'm a fan and I want some gunpowder.
Yeah, oh, I don't get it.
Yeah. Alright, that's all I thought of. Now you can send me back into the woodwork until I can think of another question. Oh, thanks for that, by the way.
Yeah, no problem, man. GTF.
Myron, you're so mean, dude.
It's all good fun. It's all in love. Alright, does Zlatan have a question?
Yeah, hey. I was just wondering how, like, on a weekly basis, how often do you get challenged to matches on, like, Counter-Strike and stuff?
I got, between MySpace and emails and MSN, I probably get asked over 100 times a day.
And how many challenges do you take up?
I have yet to take any of them up because it's pretty much impossible. I mean, how do you decide which fan to take up, you know? I mean, you know, it's way too hard. Like I said, we're going to try and do some challenge thing back in the day, but that just never went through. And it's just so funny because I still get hounded, and some fans just won't lay up, and, you know, it's like, but it's me, I'm special, and it's like, how do I know? Like, you're just exactly like the other guy that's asking the exact same thing, you know? It's hard, I wish I could, but I don't know, maybe one day.
I just wanted to congratulate you on the success of the show, and I'm a big fan, so continue the good work.
Thanks, man. Take care.
Yeah, cheers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. My first challenge is going to be Myron in Mario Kart later on this afternoon. I'm going to kick his ass.
Luigi will stomp you. All right, Mr. Circo has a question.
Yo, what's the most bizarre experience you've had meeting a fan on the street?
Bizarre experience, man. I've had quite a few of them. I've had some. The one fan was pretty aggressive to the point where he was running across the street, almost getting run over by traffic, and he came up into my face and was like yelling, "Boom headshot!" Like an inch away from my face, and it was kind of scary.
It was that time in Mexico, but let's not talk about that.
Yeah, I don't like to bring that up, man. Let's just leave that one alone. No, but most of the time, fans are pretty cool. I enjoy meeting them in person, but you know, you get the odd one that just the other day at the Comic-Con in Calgary here, we had some fan come up with a video camera and shove it in my face and tell me to yell boom headshot. Now when I wouldn't do it, he got verbally upset and called me a sellout and said that that's what I was there for. And to which I said, well, I'm not your monkey, you know. Like, I don't know what you expect, dude, but I'm not just going to sit here and yell boom headshot for your pleasure just on command, you know. And, yeah, he didn't like that very much.
I got to say, a question of mine has always been, how much do you fucking cringe every time you watch episode 3 now? Honestly.
Well, I don't watch it much.
Yeah, I would assume, no disrespect to the show, there's no way I'm asking, but, like, I mean, those words must be, like, daggers in your fucking brain, man, I would imagine.
I still think it's kind of funny, you know? I mean,
like,
I
can you even say that to yourself anymore? Like, is that even in your vocab anymore, like, day-to-day? Or you're like, God, did I just fucking say that? God damn.
It's so funny because in our group of friends now, whenever anyone is playing FPS, of course, somebody's going to have the urge to say it, you know? And every once in a while, yeah, it will slip out and just, you know, everyone just looks at that person, we all laugh and giggle about it, and yeah, even I do it still from time to time, and it's funny. I mean, you can't help it. Like, when you get a perfect headshot, what else could you possibly say?
Yeah. All right. Circle, was there anything else?
Nope.
I blinked.
Hey, Circle, No, never mind. I'll talk to you later, dude.
No, you've gone already. You have to say it.
Okay, can I speak now? Yeah? Okay, I'm going to ask two questions and that's it. One, what is your favorite food? And second, what game are you waiting for to come out?
First of all, my favorite food, it was steak until about a couple weeks ago when I found out that I'm no longer allergic to chicken. So now I can eat chicken again. So now chicken is now, once again, my favorite food. And the second question, I'm really looking forward to Team Fortress, man. Team Fortress 2, it looks awesome, along with, of course, Super Smash for the Wii.
Didn't they announce Team Fortress 2, like, in Half-Life 1 days?
Yeah, it was quite a while ago, and I'm really hoping it comes out soon, because it looks fun as hell.
Yeah, it's like comic style, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it looks great.
Got a guest here that's got a question which I think might be on the bunch of a lot of people's minds. But what? Being a guest with no name, I'm not going to mute you, but I might ask on behalf of others. And I don't know if you know this, Joel, but a lot of people were wanting to know if there's any plans for Europe or possible Asia peonage, you know, sort of tour, so to speak, in the coming future, Europe or Asia or any other parts of the world that, to your knowledge, you know, would have planned. Obviously, I guess Jeff would know better, but yeah, I'll direct that question to you.
Yeah, I mean, of course, everyone knows that we went down the States. Unfortunately, I couldn't make any of the stops, but yeah, with the next couple episodes, definitely looking to make a stop in Europe. I don't know about Asia. No talks of that yet, but we'll see.
Okay, so should we voice someone else? How about this? Chicken face. You have
How about Israel, Joe?
Well, damn, who doesn't want to go to Israel right now?
Chicken face, you have voice, man.
I think he's AFK. Let's try someone else. Noodle, you have a voice. Apparently not.
Don't request voice unless you're going to ask.
Oh, sorry. Hi. Yeah, I was just wondering, is FPS Doug going to come back and be on Jeremy's side again?
I don't know, man. Kind of like being evil.
Or is he... Are you going to come back, though, still, yeah?
I don't know about that either. I guess we'll see.
Hey, Joel, can you just, like, reveal the plot for the next 14 episodes? Cheers.
Yeah, everyone sit down, pull out your notepads. yeah, I don't know, dude. We definitely have some good things in the works, and, yeah, it'll be good. Just, you'll see.
Alright, cool, thanks, man. Really like the show.
Hello?
No worries,
Hello?
Mate. Take care.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, I was just wondering, with Pure Ownage and the show and everything, and all the taunts you must get on the street and stuff, and just watching the videos back and back, do you ever get, like, bored of it, and what are the plans for the future and stuff? Like, is Jeff got plans for any different projects or anything like that?
Man, you're gonna have to repeat yourself. Sorry, dude, I got distracted there.
What with the whole Pure Ownage thing and in your face all the time? Surely you must get really tired of it sometimes. And what are your future plans? And does Jeff have any future plans for future video productions?
Yeah, I mean it's not as bad out in Calgary. You get it a lot in Toronto because you're out and about more, and you're out in the public a lot more in Toronto, and you're walking around and on the subway. Here in Calgary, it's more of a car culture, so I'm not really seen on the public very much. So the Pure Ownage thing isn't a big deal, and yeah, it's not a daily thing for me here in Calgary. As far as other projects are concerned, I definitely know Jeff has other things planned. I'm not sure what. For those of you who haven't heard, I said before once, but I got my own production company going here in Calgary, and we got a bunch of new stuff coming up here in the next couple months. So short films, new series, stuff like that. So yeah, exciting times.
Alright, I'd just like to say, when I make some video productions myself, and when I'm looking back on the episodes and stuff, I just cannot bear to watch some parts of it just because it just gets so tormenting with the mistakes and stuff. Have you got any advice for any film producers and, you know, just general advice you can give to anybody else who's making films?
Well, for those that are starting off, always work within your means, you know. Don't do these huge grand plots and scenes, and try to keep it simple and keep it easy, and do stuff like I know mockumentaries have obviously been done to death now with Pure Ownage and all that, but it's simple, and you don't need a huge budget to do it. So always work within your means, and yeah.
What's your biggest regret from the show, basically?
I don't know if I personally have too many regrets from the show. I'm not too highly involved in the post-production or anything like that. I primarily just am an actor on the show, and I love doing it. It's a blast. But of course, I also have a huge passion for directing and editing myself, which is why you'll be seeing stuff soon, for sure.
All right, cool. Thank you.
But hey, man, you should drop me a line at someproductions@gmail.com. I would love to talk to you some more.
Sorry, what productions at Gmail? What was the first one?
Some Productions, S-U-M Productions, at gmail.com.
Cool, catch you later.
For sure, man. Take care.
Anyone have a question? Tom Bag?
Ah, hello. Is Jeff about? I'm assuming not. Who is actually there that I can ask questions to?
Alright,
At the moment, I've been hugely into a lot of the Edgar Wright stuff, obviously, with Hot Fuzz recently having come out. Have you seen Hot Fuzz, or are you into Shaun of the Dead, Space, any of that? Is that sort of a thing for me?
No, I really want to see Hot Fuzz. I was a huge fan of Shaun of the Dead. I thought it was brilliant, and yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing that film.
Wicked. Have you seen any Space?
No, I haven't. What's that?
Well, that was a series by Simon Pegg, directed by Edgar Wright, did two series, and is absolutely awesome. Definitely, at the moment, one of my biggest influences in terms of filmmaking, which, once again, more so into it. If you're
really now
doing stuff in film, it's a huge sort of insight. So I'd recommend that.
That's very cool, man. What was it called again? I'm definitely gonna check it out. Spaced?
That's Spaced, yeah. I know the first episode is on YouTube. Am I allowed to link that? I suppose it's mild copyright infringement.
Hey, Denali, hold the fort.
I just found, the whole first two series are on BT Junkie.
Yeah. Okay.
Right on, man. Much appreciated. I'll definitely be watching these soon.
By the way, Joel, did you manage to get to Lanageddon? I know it was like last week or something.
Actually, I think it's this weekend.
Is it this
if
weekend?
I'm not mistaken, I think it's today. Actually, I don't know if I'll. I might stop by.
Oh, hi. Is it okay to go now?
Yeah, for sure, dude.
Alright, basically what I wanted to know was, when did you meet Jarrett, and how? Or was it through Geoff, or something like that?
When did I meet them? I knew Jeff before I met Jarrett, just because he lived in the same community as I did and knew other people that I knew. I met Jarrett probably about 10 years ago, just through mutual friends and whatnot. And, yeah, we started doing film together way before Pure Ownage, just filming little comedy skits and stuff like that.
And do you get much time to go around and see them and go out and have fun and, you know?
Unfortunately, no, not too much anymore, and yeah, I miss my friends dearly, because I live in Calgary and they live in Toronto, and we're both busy working on our own production companies. Yeah, we don't have a lot of time. Even when they were in Calgary here for the premiere, I maybe only went out with them a couple nights and had some drinks, and unfortunately that was all the time we had together.
Alright, well, I've asked tons of questions, so I'll go and I'll let some other people ask you some questions.
Take care, man.
I guess I'm up next. I was wondering, hearing about all these other projects you've got into, I was just wondering how much of that further success can be accredited to pure ownership.
Well, I guess we'll have to see how successful they are. I don't know.
Alright, well, but would they have happened anyway, had pure ownership not existed, do you think?
Oh yeah, no, they definitely would have happened. Like I said, I've been in the film long before pure ownership, and I've been acting and directing and editing many things long before pure ownership came along, and will be for a long time. Hopefully for the rest of my life.
Great, thanks.
Ouch.
Mike's busted.
What are you doing, lad?
Hey, sorry, I forgot. I've got another question. I was just curious to know, do you listen to any podcasts?
One of the only podcasts I listen to is Ricky Gervais' podcast. It's funny as hell, and he's one of my heroes and a great inspiration to me. He's a brilliant comedic writer, along with his partner, Steve Martian.
Alright, cool, yeah, just, I've subscribed to that one and the Pure Energy one, of course. And, yeah, I started making my own one recently, you know, following on from your inspiration and stuff.
Right on, man, that's cool. What's it about?
I mean, basically, you know, games and film reviews and stuff, but, yeah, we got it set up within the same thing that Ricky Gervais did.
Nice, that's cool.
Alright, thanks a lot. It's called Three Rogues, by the way, if you ever wanted to check it out.
Sorry, what's it called?
Three Rogues.
Yeah, for sure, man. I'll check it out.
Cool, thanks, man.
Hey, for sure, a lot of us have noticed it throughout the series and stuff, and I've noticed nobody's actually asked the question to my knowledge, but the tattoos on your arms, do they have any specific meaning to you, or?
There's a great blog on my MySpace about my tattoos, actually, and would answer that very question. They don't hold any kind of spiritual meaning or anything like that. They are just beautiful pieces of art that I love and adore, and I want it on my body.
All right, cool, man.
Yeah, but I go into more detail in a blog on my page. If you ever want to check that out,
Yeah, definitely will, man. I've been considering about getting a tattoo myself as soon as I'm, well, in 10 months' time.
Nice. Yeah, I'm getting. I'm in the middle of a leg piece right now, and getting some more work done in June.
I'm wanting to start with something on my left arm, but. And rather than ruining the parents right now, I just decide I'm going to wait till I'm legal age to get it done.
Good plan.
Yeah, your mic's better.
Mr. Scree, Mr. Scree.
Oh, Scree, here comes Breezy.
Oh man, I was recording something earlier on my PC and I forgot to change myself off stereo mix. Sorry about that there. Hi there. I've heard you talking about Super Smash Bros. Melee. I was just wondering what character you played in that and what your thoughts are about the upcoming Smash Bros. Brawler and the online play and stuff, and whether you think that's going to work with the Wii system.
I'm really looking forward to Brawl. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do with the Wii controller and how it all works. Super Smash Melee, my favorite character is Peach.
Oh, because you were playing a NES, weren't you, in a whichever episode, that was 6 or something?
Yeah, that was actually that was Dave playing NES in the footage. That's actually Dave playing NES because NES is Dave's favorite character.
I've been trying to get into NES, but since the recovery managed to get that down. But even so, he's a difficult character to use. But I've seen him use so well; he's really impressive.
Yeah, if you can use NES well, he's deadly.
But Peach's down smash is awesome. Anyway, I play Yoshi myself, and my brother absolutely hates me just because of the down and B. He just shouts at me while I play as I roll about, and then just smash. Oh, it's great. But anyway,
hilarious.
And just like chatting me for being cheap, using the B egg roll and just smashing into him, and he just can't get out of it, just going left, right, left, right, left, right, and he's just stuck in this vortex of damage. It's great, but yeah. Alright, cool. That's just about it, so nice speaking to you.
For sure, man. Have a good one.
Well, I guess that leaves me, I'm just wondering, Joel, besides pure pawnage, or ownage, whatever you want to call it, do you watch any other internet shows?
Not really. I mean, I watch Tiki Bar TV every once in a while. It's a cool little podcast, but yeah, to be honest, I don't really know of too many ones out there.
Also, I have a question for one of the admins or something for this. I've been looking around trying to find out the IP to the actual fan chat thing. Is this the actual server or what?
I think it is.
So, Jarrett will be coming here?
Yeah, I've been wondering, like, whenever do you think you make the movie, like the full Pionage movie?
When are they planning on making the movie?
Yeah.
I think Jeff has planned 3 seasons and then a movie afterwards, but that's definitely not set in stone, so don't take my word for it.
Do you reckon there'll be any time soon when it'll be over in England?
Sorry about it.
Do you reckon Pionage be in cinemas over in England anytime soon?
Yeah, within the next couple episodes, we're trying to make it out to Europe, and UK would obviously be one of the choices.
Oh, wicked. Thanks.
Oh, sorry. Okay, so basically, I don't know if you noticed it or not, but your show has been such an influence that they bonded people from all around the world, and even brought them to meet each other abroad, like in meets as such. Did you ever think that people would be that influenced and bonded because of Pionage or echoing gaming in general?
No, I mean, even to this day, I it still shocks me, and yeah, it's very surreal. This whole Pure Orange experience and what it's done and how it's brought people together. It's an awesome thing seeing it and going to these premieres and seeing people that have come from Australia all the way over to Canada just for the show and just the whole different groups of people that are all involved, you know. It's crazy and I love it, and I definitely am very honored to be a part of it.
Okay, well, I just wanted to thank you guys because of this show, I met my boyfriend, so, yeah, that's it.
That's awesome. Well, congrats. And it was our pleasure.
Thank you.
FPS Bizkit Europe.
What, man?
Hey, Joe, I'm just wondering if you're playing Medal of Honor Allied Assault at all.
No, I'm not playing it. What's it like? Is it any good?
Yeah, it's pretty good. You should check out a sniper server we're constantly on.
Yeah, I was gonna get it soon here. Super busy. And lots of other games out there that I'm playing right now too.
Cool. Do you know where I can get the patch for Counter-Strike Source with the loading screen problem?
Man, I haven't played CS in months. So, yeah. Sorry, dude. I've been hooked on consoles.
Alright, I have a quick question for you, Joel. Do you get a lot of free stuff from people? Do people send you lots of things? It's just a quick question.
No, most people don't know where I live, and I hope it stays that way for a while.
Do people offer to marry you all the time?
That or have my babies. Yeah, sure.
Oh, well, cool.
Anyone else with a question?
You've heard about, what do you think about Crysis? I mean, on PC, because it's coming out in about a couple of months. Are you looking forward to getting it?
Was Blink actually talking there?
Yes.
Yeah, he was asking about Crysis. What do you think about
it? What do I think about what? Sorry, man.
The game's called Crysis. It's a successor to Far Cry. Have you heard about it?
Oh, yeah, Crysis. Yeah, no, I haven't checked it out yet. Again, another game that I need to try.
Oh, yeah. Let's see, what would the request in IRC again? Someone wanted to know, what's your favorite beer?
What's my favorite beer? Well, if I was Myron, it would be Keith's, but because I'm not Myron, I don't really drink beer. I'm more of a Ryan Ginger kind of guy, and for you Americans that don't know what a Ryan Ginger is, it's a whiskey and ginger ale.
Well, I only drink Hertogjan, so you might have to ask Jared about how that tastes. I saw another request. Someone wanted to decide, I won't be taking that up for those people. Another personal request, could you do a barrel roll?
Could I do a barrel roll?
A barrel roll.
Yeah, sure, I do them all the time.
Oh, great, sorry, I just had to ask them one. You can ban me now if you want to.
You can ban me now if you want to.
Yeah, no worries.
Hey, I guess Wayman stole my question about the beer, so I ain't really got any.
Okay, Millie.
Am I working this time?
Yes.
Yes. Joel's wondering, can I have your babies?
Sure. I mean, I'm just giving them away these days.
Cool. Do you want to come over to my place and maybe you could bring a laptop and we could cyber and make cyber babies?
Those are the best kind of babies, aren't they? Fiber babies.
Yeah, I've actually got a bit of a serious question as well. Just wondering what sort of acting training you'd had.
Other than drama classes back in high school, nothing. I was actually told not to get acting training and just practice with yourself in front of a mirror and do stuff like that. And I run lines almost every day. And yeah, I don't know.
And I think everyone would like to hear this, but can you give us a boom headshot?
I probably could, but...
Please?
But I just woke up.
Oh, come on, dude. It's like 4 a.m. here, and I'm hyped off on caffeine. I want to hear a boom headshot.
Sorry, I'm too busy laughing right now.
Alright, well, thanks anyway, Joe.
Maybe I'll bust one out later. You know, I don't know. You never know. How's the robot?
Oh, hey. Right. Hey, Joel.
Hey, Fire, what's happening, man?
Hey, yeah. So, what's my question again? Oh, yeah, right. So what kind of,
I just want to say I loved your new clip, dude.
Ah, thanks, man.
If anyone hasn't checked out Firefly's latest short, definitely go and do that. What is it, Firefly?
You can check it out at youtube.com/fireflyfilms. Plus, there's a link there for a better quality version on Stage 6.
Yeah, this kid does some awesome work, so definitely go check it out. Anyway, what's up, dude?
Anyway, yeah, so question... So what kind of, you know, personal projects have you got coming up in the future?
You may know about one of them.
Oh,
but,
yeah, right.
working on writing on a new web series, which we will hopefully be filming starting this summer. Just obvious casting and stuff like that to do. And just new short comedy skits we're going to get back into as well. Things like Pi Divided by 4 and stuff like that we did in the past, but new and improved.
Oh, very, very cool. Very, very cool.
You can have your domain.
Maybe I might be able to give you a hand on those. That'd be cool. Anyway, yeah, so that's just my question. Anyway, happy Mother's Day to everyone.
Yes, thank you for the reminder. I'll have to call my mother tomorrow because it's still Saturday here.
It's 4 o'clock in the morning on Sunday here.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, you bet.
I was just wondering, in the PIO, in the future, could get like a guy using Guitar Hero Micro?
What micro?
Guitar Hero Micro. Seeing I'm a big Guitar Hero fan with all the posts on the forums.
Yeah, Guitar Hero. I was playing that last night, and holy shit, that's fun. Yeah, you never know. Guitar Hero is huge.
SG
and,
controller, though.
I understand why.
The SG controller, though.
How gay is it?
man, this is gonna be like the worst portrayal of like SG I've ever seen. Like, oh. I'm the one what you got, but jeez, the one I saw was fucking horrible.
Yeah, the one we were using last night wasn't bad, man.
Have you, done it on the Freebird on Expert?
Haven't made it to Expert yet. I've only played the game a couple times, so, yeah, I did not make it to Expert yet. Definitely looking forward to it.
Oh, cool, man. Just wondering, do you or the PP crew play poker for fun or maybe in tournaments?
Sorry, what, dude?
Play poker like Texas Hold'em, just like fun or in tournaments?
Yeah, I got caught up in the poker craze when it, like a couple years ago when it first started taking off, and I played a little poker. Poker sucks, and it's evil, and it's just a game of chance, and I will never play it again.
Alright, oh, I'm going to get some sleep since 4 in the morning here, so I'll see you later.
Take care, man. Have a good one.
You too.
Long live the three.
How could a real person know what those even are for?
The fuck? Donkey G.
Shaking his fist at some boys who were down by the creek.
What the fuck?
You're real funny, dickheads. I'm gonna humiliate myself in front of everyone.
Hey. It's me, Pawnator. I have a quick question. So, Joel, Apple or Microsoft? You know.
Is that a serious question?
That's a serious question. I'm just making sure. Serious question.
Oh man, like I guess if you just want a box for emailing and browsing the net, the Mac is great. You can't play any games on a Mac, dude. Like, what are you gonna do on a Mac besides like?
True that. Right?
What? It just works, Joel. It just works because it just works on doing absolutely fucking nothing.
No. Yeah, I have one in my house. It took 8 hours to set it up.
Because it does not.
Yeah, it works. It just takes a while to work.
There you go. I agree with you.
I just watched Pirates of Silicon Valley the other day. Great movie. And if anyone hasn't seen it, definitely check that out too. You'll be amazed at how Bill Gates and Steve Jobs and those guys actually came to where they are now.
What's up? Guys, I'd just like to announce that you've got about 5 minutes before the real deal starts, so if you do have serious questions for Joel, it's about to get a hell of a lot more serious, so I'd hurry up.
All right. Well, you can go ahead and kick me off then.
Yo, Joel, I got a question to ask you. Why couldn't you make it to a New York showing?
Yeah, unfortunately, I couldn't make any of the dates besides Calgary just because of the projects I'm working on here in town. Just I couldn't get the time off. I'm way too busy getting things going here. I wish I could have been there, and I'm really upset that I couldn't make it.
Do you have any information you could give the fellow ops?
Any information?
information to give the fellow ops? Like, what? Like, what do you mean?
Alright, never mind.
He was referring to the gamer on.
Yeah, I don't have much to do with the gamer army. Sorry, man, can't help you.
That's right. He's going to be playing Quake Wars.
No, go ahead, dude. What were you going to say?
Are you going to be playing Quake Wars, Enemy Territory?
Yes, I definitely will be.
Alright, man. Well, that's about it, pretty much. I can't really think of anything.
No worries. Take care, man. I guess we might as well wrap this up now while we have a break. The real team speak's coming up, so yeah. Thanks for coming out.
Oh, no, we're using this one, Joel, but apparently Jeff and Jared are rocking up in a second, but Zim's about to post the IP and switch the server to the Shimension's way of doing things.
So I didn't realize this is the IP we were going to use.
Yeah. Yeah, Jeff's here, so not long now. They have a webcam? Oh, fuck. Wrong.
Yeah, what the hell have they been doing?
I don't know. You want me to move you down, then?
Yeah, sure.
Just chill out, folks. The fan chat will commence shortly, guys. So just keep tight, get your questions thinking, and yeah, I know, get coffee or something, couple biscuits, you know, it's all good.